I hope you all enjoy King's Request, A Tale of Bros. Along the way, the bros encounter all sorts of challenges, and they also learn a lot about themselves, each other, and their families. I hope you can all learn that all black boys and men are kings. And before we start the event, it may be Black History Month, but we should and will celebrate black people as kings and queens in our everyday lives. Thank you again for coming out tonight. I hope you all have a great time. So, does anybody have like any questions or comments about the book? Miss Julia. All right, everybody, thank you for coming. Miles will be signing comics over here, and if you want to shop and look around the bookstore, you can. And I just hope everybody has a good rest of the night. And hoodies. So, for any sweatshirt, it's $40, but then extra, extra large are $45. Yes.
Can you get a picture really quick, please?
Yes.
Yes.
Young man, you're good up there. You know
Thank
what I'm
you.
Saying? You're natural.
My palms are like sweaty.
Hit him with the...
You did a great job, Miles.
In your pocket or something.
No, he's the MC, okay? They need to know. Thank you, Miles. So proud of you. I can't
Thank
wait
you.
For
I had to
the next tradition. Issue.
Did you sign him?
Thank you.
Yeah, you signed him. Okay. Signed first edition. Miles is on it. Tell her you're on your business, Miles.
Okay.
It's like, come on. I'm on top of the world.
You on top of the world, but like, buddy.
Bro, I don't know what you're talking about. You're literally wearing my stuff.
I'm helping you out, bro. I'm supporting you, bro.
Miles, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Oh,
wait.
Let me get that on mic. Ooh, hey, that was awesome.
Hey, my comment.
Awesome
said
sauce.
That was awesome.
Look who's here.
We're not good like that. There we go. We got that.
Happy birthday, Miles.
Yes.
Y'all out the water. Hey, thank you so much for bringing me here. Okay, I can work with you. Let me see. What kind of grades you got? You know there's some teachers here, so don't be trying to. Look at, he's trying to see what it was.
What?
Why are you looking? What kind of grades you got for real? Tell me the truth.
Like,
truth, Alan.
Like B's and A's.
Okay, is that the truth, or is that the truth?
Oh, that's the truth.
What's your favorite subject?
Gym.
That's a free pass.
Why your friends laughing at you? Why your friends
Maybe
laughing
because they're
you?
Fake friends.
I'm just kidding.
Because, like, oh yeah, Blue's my dog.
How long did this take you to write?
Since like May 2022. Because at first I had to make like a couple drafts, and then I moved it to Procreate, and then I colored it in. Thank you.
Is there going to be a book on Christmas?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Connor, you are going to wear this tomorrow?
Absolutely.
Bro, you cannot keep taking that out with me. That's all my mom's. Look at you.
Sometimes it's hard work, right? And that's okay too. See that score? That's right. That's what I do. But sometimes it is hard work. And you saw this, Miles, with the comic book.
Yes.
It was a lot of work.
It was worth it though.
And that's everything. That's everything. Every time you practice and you have to edit and you have to repeat and you have to take it apart and you have to build it. If it's something that you set out saying, I want to do this. Just because it gets hard doesn't mean that you throw up your hands or throw in the towel. And what I want to be able to create here is a way that kids can like do gymnastics with their brain, if you will, and realize like it's okay. That's part of the journey too, that it's hard. So you all have helped me. I already have some ideas. We're going to keep talking about it. We're going to keep talking about it. You ready?
Yes, let's get this done.
Let's get this done. All right, here we go. This is Rewriting the Rules, a podcast series that shines a light on community and business leaders, youth champions, and other radicals whose work builds on the power and genius fundamental to Black communities, Indigenous communities, and communities of color throughout our existence. Our aim is to tell the truth. We do this to respect those before us, those among us, and to conserve and preserve those who are yet to come. I'm your host, Dr. Tracine Asbury, Executive Director of St. Paul Youth Services, a Minnesota U.S.-based nonprofit that is a leader in reimagining how our community engages with and holds itself accountable for Black youth.
What's good, everyone? I'm Miles Asbury Wallace. I'm in seventh grade and I'm 13 years old. Let me set the stage. For today's episode of Rewriting the Rules podcast, you'll join us for St. Paul Youth Services' very first live podcast event recording. This is a pretty big deal for Spies and a pretty big deal for me since I'm your special guest. So let me set the stage for y'all. St. Paul Youth Services' very first live podcast event recording features me, a young Black author and illustrator. Now here's the synopsis for my book. Have you ever dreamed of being a king? Well, Kings of Quest, A Tale of Bros is a story about Dylan, Mike, David, and Nathan, four bros who meet in the forest and have dreams of being kings. But as the bros face challenges, they have to overcome them to be set and locked in for this crazy adventure. So dive in and get reading. Now I'm ready for questions and comments.
So does anybody have any questions or comments about the book? Miss Julia.
My question is, so this is your first comic that you published?
Yes.
What do you see
in your next comic? Because I know you are already thinking about your next one.
I am. So for my second comic, it's definitely going to be Kings of Quest issue 2. Just because this series is definitely one of my favorites. That's why I picked it to publish it. But I can't give any leaks now. But I'm just going to tell you, it's going to be crazy. Even more crazy than this one. Crown.
What inspired you to write this book? This one in particular, publish this one out of all the ones that you had. What inspired you for this one?
I felt like it really had a lot that I could see in myself just because all the characters were characteristics of me. And I just really like making comics. Any more questions or Mr. K?
Yeah. Thinking about other young people that are interested in writing or comics, what advice?
Definitely. I know this sounds corny, but don't give up. Because along the way, there was obviously challenges, but have it published and it's super exciting. It's a real comic. When I saw it, my reaction, I was speechless because I didn't always read comics, but I was always reading books and manga. So this is life changing. So I would probably say don't give up and try your best. Don't put out something that you're going to look back at and be dang, I could have done better.
What's something you learned about yourself?
I need to look back at my work because some of this stuff that I started out with, it wasn't as good as the finished product. And that's why I'm grateful for my mom for proofreading all of my stuff, because without her, it wouldn't have been as good as this. Super good.
Miles, you talked about this book where parts of yourself, different characters are parts of yourself, and how they overcome challenges. And I'm just thinking about what does it feel like to be so vulnerable, to put yourself out there, both characters of yourself, but also here at center stage?
I'm a little nervous, but now that I got through the speech, which was really, it wasn't that long, but it was pretty long. It's just it's flowing, and I've done this before. So I'm really just going back to other places and about putting characters into the books. I mostly put the good stuff into the book.
Well, thanks again for your vulnerability. It helps us obviously to embrace that. So thank you.
Any last questions or comments?
So, I have to say, I'm 23, and you have really inspired me. And I'm sure that you're inspiring a lot of people your age, and maybe people that you might not ever meet. And so what does it feel like? And maybe you haven't thought about it, so on the spot, to know that you're a role model for people your age to do all kinds of things. Maybe swim, play basketball, or whatever it might be. But you chose to write a comic book. And so to let people know that they can be authors. So how does it feel to know that you inspire people and that now you're a role model?
I feel like some either like my favorite YouTubers or like some of like the favorite people I like to watch or some of the favorite books I like to read, because I look at them and I'm like, I was motivated by them and now it's like I'm just continuing the chain. Domenico, isn't there like the New York Times bestseller? That. Crown.
I have a question, another one. How does it feel to be a published author at your age? Because, you know, only 7% of the population actually go through with it, but about 90% of them want to publish a book and you did it. So how does it feel to go from, I had this idea and you told your mom to, I published this book?
It's crazy. Just, I feel like the same as what I said with the chain, but also it's like, I'm going to just continue being an author and like doing things because I also have other goals for other things, because the publishing a comic wasn't my only goal. Like I still want to like swim in like college. I still want to play basketball. And it's like, I'm just going to continue doing great things.
And all the while telling everybody you're a published author.
Any last questions?
Do your characters tell you what the story is, or do you know what the story is and you put the
character? I feel like they kind of, if you didn't have the characters, it wouldn't be like the same. Like it wouldn't be the same. But also, I like worded this. I made like the plot, because I went through the plot a couple times and I changed it. And I feel like without the characters, it wouldn't be the same. But also, like the characters, they wouldn't be anything without the story.
You stated that all the characters kind of tell the story of like who you are. Well, which character would you say best describes, if I was to know Miles, which one would I focus on?
Definitely Mike, because I'm like, I'm chill, and but like I'm also like super strong and like him. So that's. And I heard a question.
So I foresee so much success with your first book and all the books to come. What are you going to do, or what do you want to do with your first, like, royalty check?
Wait, royalty check?
Like, all the money you make from your book. What's the first thing you
want? Oh. I think, I mean, I would probably like, me and Connor, we were talking about this, probably like, I think is it a Mazda RX-7? It's a car. Look at you. Car nerd. Car nerd.
All right, bro. Definitely a Mazda RX-7 though. Maybe a Nissan. Maybe.
Think that mom.
So I hear people asking me questions and saying the hope that they have for you, but they don't know that they're a part of Team Miles right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like all of you, like there was really no like as soon as you guys came here, it was like you're part of the team now.
Yeah, Team Miles. So what do you think that the people in this space need to make sure that they do for other young people? Because there are other young people that have hopes and dreams, maybe to write a comic book, but maybe to do something else. What would you say young people need from other young people, from other adults, so that they have an action? So they're not just feeling good right now, but they go out and they do something for other young people.
I feel like even though support from adults is good, but I feel like support from young people as well is also good, because I feel like young people can definitely relate to other young people more. And just supporting someone that's at your age, just like me, like, because I just published this. If I go up to someone and is like, and they're like, hey, I want to publish a comic, I could be like, yeah, I could give them like advice. I could help them. So I feel like support from young people and just like, hey, I did this. You can too. I'll help you out.
But don't let the adults off the hook.
No, yes.
I like that. But one of the things too, I think that people, anybody that knows us or our family, they know that we have like that team.
Yes.
So give them something that they can do. What can the adults in this space offer to young people so that they can go out and find 3-5 young people that they can support, they can invest in? What could they do? What could they ask? Give them some homework.
Asking what kids need, because you've given me a lot of like life advice, like not just like school and, oh, what do you do here? But like, you got to find your people, you got to find your group. And I know I heard someone say it was, they said something like, you act like how you are in your environment, or it was, we just heard it. But like adults helping their kids or family members find their people.
So proud of you.
Thank you.
I want to volunteer right now to have you come to speak to our education parents.
You had me at speak. You had me at speak.
This is where you say, I love the idea. I'll get back to you.
Yes, I'll get back to you. I'll get back to you.
Talk to my people. Right, that's right. They all have to. So it'll be very
interesting. Okay. Okay, I'll get back to you.
All right, everybody, thank you for coming. Miles will be signing comics over here. And if you want to shop and look around the bookstore, you can. And I just hope everybody has a good rest of the night.
And hoodies. So for any sweatshirt, it's $40. But then extra, extra large are $45. Yes.
Birthday.
Woo!
What are you guys hitting? I got you something. Tell them what I got.
So, thank you all so much. I hope that you'll talk to each other too, because there are a lot of people in here. This is a good group of people. So make sure you take some time and, you know, introduce yourself to people. I'm so happy that you're here. I absolutely adore my own children. I work with amazing kids. I have 3 amazing kids, and I love that you showed up for Miles. That means the world to me. So enjoy yourself. Mary Terry, beautiful space. Thank you so much. Mary's birthday was yesterday. So make sure you tell her happy birthday as well. Thank you guys so much. Enjoy this beautiful space, and the author will be at the table.
Yay.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. Be sure to pick up your copy of Kings of Quest, A Tale of Bros. Kings of Quest, A Tale of Bros can also be ordered online, so we'll have the link in our show notes. Be sure to join me at Spies' annual lit party this spring. I love to meet you in person, so look for these details very soon.
We hope that this conversation can offer fertile ground to continue to think about how we can transform cultures and practices towards a new vision of society. For us at Rewriting the Rules, conversations like this are an invitation, an opening of a space. They are not finite, and we hope that the ideas we bring up here can flourish under new light and scrutiny wherever you find yourself. To find out more about our guests or to find links to information shared in this episode, you can find us permanently at spys.org/podcast. We'd love to hear from you, so drop us a note on our website. Be sure to also check out episodes 2 and 3 that kicked off Spies' first podcast live event recording. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Rewriting the Rules is brought to you by St. Paul Youth Services, a Minnesota, U.S.-based nonprofit that is a leader in reimagining how our community engages with and holds itself accountable for Black youth. If you enjoyed this episode and would like to support future episodes of Rewriting the Rules, be sure to make a donation on our website at spys.org. Till next time, beloveds, peace and keep it sweet. Boom!
Oh, that was nice.
That was nice.
You guys, that was so good.